I'm not used to speed anymore. That's gonna be fun. Got the mic. Okay, we are live. Yeah, we are live. I'm already talking, I guess. Hello and kia ora. Welcome to Key Cards. I'm Annie Benzonelli, not Richard Green. You may have heard me talking because I already put the mic on, I think, or maybe not. The problem is my headphones don't have any feedback at all, so I cannot hear what I'm doing, which is fantastic. So I'm flying blind. I sound good? And this is, well, I have to put your mic on so you can talk.
Thanks.
Georgia, there you go.
You could just have all of our mics off for the whole show.
Yes, I'm going to, I've not been here for a long time, so I'm just going to talk and you guys. No,
yeah,
this
you've
headphones,
got 90 minutes worth of
these
stuff
headphones,
to
these headphones are FED, so I'm going to probably take them off because they don't, maybe I should put the volume of the headphones on.
Did it work?
That might help. Yeah.
Did it work?
I've been a bit, you know. I'm not doing this for a long time, so I forgot. Yeah, thank you.
I always love it when you come.
Yay. I came in to give you a hand, but I'm doing disaster of giving you instead of giving you a hand, right?
I'm not doing very well. I don't even have a seat.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So why don't we play a song? I'm sure we're still stuck on the 8:35 start, isn't it? But our audience probably is already there and listening, so they know that we start now at 8 o'clock.
What do you want to listen to?
But us. I almost forgot that it was 8. I've been coming here at 8:35 for 5 years.
Totally.
And now it's like suddenly 8 o'clock. But it's a good time. It's a great time.
I picked it up quickly, but it's because I go to sleep really early.
You're like one of those that goes to bed early.
One of those.
Like at 9:35, you're already in bed, tucked in, sleeping. That's late for you, probably.
Yeah.
So 9 o'clock? No?
Yeah.
So play a song. Just go random. Just make like randomize and play a song so we get set up.
Do you want to hear my jam right now?
Your jam?
My total jam.
Your total jam. Let me get the audio of the PC and line in whatever ready in case.
Can I dedicate it to someone?
Yeah, just go for it. Richard is not here. Hello, Richard. Richard is in Wellington.
Because what happened was, the other day I was making fun of someone for loving Boys to Men.
Oh.
And then because of that, I put on some Boys to Men.
And then now you love them.
Now I can't stop listening to End of the Road by Boys to Men.
Can't diss Boys to Men. Boys to Men is one of the greatest, man.
Yeah.
That's now what I think.
That's fantastic. So, just go with some Boys to Men.
Yeah, so thank you, Dylan. And this is some End of the Road by Boys to Men.
It's one of your dates. Dylan.
Yeah, he's my boyfriend.
Oh, it's your stay tuned because after this song of Boys to Men, we're going to discover all the news about Georgia's dating. Go for it. Should play, right? Put the volume up. There you go. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Everybody was singing in the studio.
That's beautiful.
Hello. Ooh.
Sorry.
George.
No,
oh, let me take
it. So
yeah, she wants to do a full show about
Voice to Men.
Voice to Men. Well, kia ora and welcome to Kick Out. Just in case you have missed that. Hi, Georgia.
Kia ora, Ini.
And here with us, we have a lot of guests. In another exciting episode of Geek Arts, and let's just introduce them. And yeah, tonight is one of those nights that is going to be a little bit out there. And we have from Danny and the Deep Blue Sea, Jody and Frank.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. And then we have from Non-Flower Element. Elements.
Elements.
Yes. Plural. More than one.
Elemental.
Plural.
It's elemental.
Ash and Arlo.
Yes. Hello.
Welcome. And as usual, we're going to play some songs. I'm going to figure out a song from the Eurovision Song Contest to play just because Richard is not here. Or maybe a musical. What do you think, Georgia?
Oh, a musical.
Ooh, a musical.
A musical. Ooh. Mm. Who is a musical fan in here? Okay, Jody is one.
Life was musical.
Frank, musicals.
It's something that I'm trying to get used to, but yeah.
Well, good
Frank,
on you. So
I've got some education for you.
I've got to get schooled in that field, so.
So what's the best favorite musical, Jody?
Oh, can we go for Chess?
Chess. So
80s, full 80s.
If we can find something from Chess.
Is that about the game?
It's about the game, Chess, yeah. And there is a musical about it. It's fantastic.
It's a musical about chess. How have I never heard of it?
Well. It's actually a musical about chess.
Oh, my heart, yes.
Jody,
you need to go and listen to it all. It's just phenomenal.
Tonight, Jody will teach.
I will sing the entire chess album immediately.
Ash and Arlo, all about musicals and about chess.
Well, just specifically the musical chess.
Yes.
I don't know anything about the game.
Oh, yeah.
I was a champion in chess.
Were you?
Yeah, when I was a little baby. I won three times.
Well, that's a record.
Yeah, I won three times. I was like the best. Yeah, well, a little. I was never little, actually. I pop out like nice and chubby straight away from the womb of my mother. So that's great. And, well, I'm trying to keep, to check Georgia.
Sorry, I'm texting my dad about the vacuum cleaner.
Aw, I saw you were flirting with your new boyfriend.
Nah.
So you haven't...
What's going on with the vacuum?
So, yeah. No. Vacuum later.
Okay.
Okay. So dad of Georgia, she's going to come back to you about the vacuum later on after 9:30, because now we need to know everything about the dating stories. Oh. So is it from one of those reviewing thing?
No.
See,
okay, so what happened was I started doing kick arts and I started doing reviews, and at the time I was single, and then one night I was doing a review and actually I was on a date with someone that you guys know.
Yes.
And
2 degrees of separation.
And I was saying how the play I went to was sad, and that was good because the person next to me, who I was on a date with, was a bit upset, and then I got to hold his hand, and that was really good.
Yes.
And then we went out for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah, man. It was short-lived.
And now it's official.
No, that was somebody else.
So then
we started this thing of doing date reviews, and I started doing date reviews, but then none of those worked, and I fell in love with my sister's flatmate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So now date review is done for now.
Yeah, so but I did go to a play with him 2 weeks ago and he enjoyed it. So that was good.
So
because I didn't
still
know whether he was going to be into the whole arts thing or not.
But we still have date reviews, but with one person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it official, Facebook official, or still
it's
not?
It's
not yet.
Facebook official.
Okay.
How many weeks have you been going out?
It's official.
I always fake that.
I don't know.
Well, that's a good sign.
We've been dating like about 3 months.
That's a good sign if you don't know. If you lost the time, it means that it's something good.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So keep us posted.
He's a good one.
It's a good one.
He's a keeper.
It's hard to find good
ones.
He's
a keeper.
He's a keeper. Jolly, do you have a keeper as well?
Oh, I've got a keeper.
Yeah.
I stuck it on my finger, a keeper.
Yeah. I see.
Well, I made him put it on my finger, yeah.
Good.
You've kept your keeper now.
Yes. He is well kept.
Yeah. Well kept as well.
But he's not Danny. He's not Danny.
No, he's not Danny. Oh,
who's Danny? Who is Danny? The character from Deep Blue Sea.
I can pass you over to Frank for that, because Frank plays Danny.
Frank is Danny.
Yes, I am Danny. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So who is Danny?
Danny, in three simple words, if I could describe him, he's a volatile guy. He's quite unpredictable. He's really broken. And he's very lonely, and he grew up on the streets of the Bronx in the 80s, and so those three words is as best I could describe Danny. So yeah,
you used four actually.
Did I use four?
Yeah.
Okay, well four.
Wow.
Four.
Jody, are you an accountant?
Yeah.
In your spare time?
Yes, I'm very good with numbers.
And Jody, what are you in the story of Danny?
I play Roberta.
Roberta.
And so these two meet one night, which turns out to be fate in a way, because they're both desperate to talk to someone. And just a eventful, chaotic night ensues.
Ooh.
Oh, so does it take place over one night, the show?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. One night and a little bit brief in the morning. Oh, sorry, I just came back into hearing myself. That was quite hard.
Don't focus on that.
Yeah.
And I guess the Deep Blue Sea plays a big role too, if it's in the title, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a metaphor, and it's about their hope, basically. Mm. There's a part in there that Roberta speaks about a dream she had. I won't give too much away. And for her, that represents a life that she can't imagine that she'd ever have. And they both have a hope, but it's a hope that they just don't think they, A, deserve or B, think is attainable.
Hmm.
Is it just the two of you?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, the two-hander. Yeah.
So you're both on the stage the whole time?
Yep. It's about 75 minutes, I think, we're running it. Yeah. Yeah. And so just the two of us.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yep. Rocking and rolling.
How is that? Exhausting?
Yeah, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
So far. But yeah, you build up into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know each other before?
No, we didn't.
No, this is our first time meeting. But
just right now.
Right now.
Yeah, just now. We're going to improvise the whole thing on Tuesday night. Come along.
They did everything via phone.
Yeah.
Via smoke signals.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good way.
Mm-hmm. No, we met. We first met beginning of this year. Sass Wiseman is directing. And she was over here from Australia, and we all met up and kind of just had a bit of a jam and met and got to know each other. And then we've met because we only have 3 weeks rehearsal and it's a big piece to rehearse with limited amount of time. So we have been meeting up
a couple of months prior,
and just keeping in touch via email and doing different things. So we were set and ready to go.
Cool.
So who is the director?
Sarah Wiseman.
Oh.
Sarah.
We know her.
It sounded
from,
like Sarah, but it's Sarah.
Sarah, yeah. But I would say Sarah. It's like Roberta. I don't say Roberta. Roberta.
Well, some people get confused because it's S-A-R-A, but it's Sarah, guys.
Sarah.
So, yeah.
Wasn't she in this Australian show?
Place to Call Home.
Place to Call Home.
I think they're in their fourth or fifth season.
Yeah.
But interesting fact, she played Roberta 13 years ago.
And won
Metro Magazine's Best Actress for that year. And she just loved the piece, fell in love with it. I was talking to her about it the other day. And as you do, rehearsing a piece of theatre. And so this is her first directing piece, and she's doing a stellar job.
Fantastic.
This is a passion of hers. She's loved this piece of theatre for a long time. So,
did she get pulled in by the production team, or is this her baby?
That is kind of her baby, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's pulled people in around her, yeah.
She's so amazing.
Yeah, she's so a bit great. Amazing.
And yeah. I'm gonna plug something here. Because she is going to be, is it a bit of spoiler? I don't know. No, I'm going to say it. Yeah, now I started.
Do it.
I almost finished to edit Awkward Love Season 3.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to be in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
she's
no, that's not a spoiler,
there.
I don't think.
You know.
Okay. Oh, sorry. You look disappointed.
No. I don't know.
No. I'm pretty sure that
I've been
it's
in a cave
there,
editing,
yeah.
So I don't know what's
right.
out there.
It looks,
so like,
from the images I've seen on social media,
okay,
it looks pretty gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. Social media is, season 3 is fantastic.
Season 3 of
Awkward Love.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
What do you think of it? Should we be excited?
Yeah, you have to be excited.
You
should be excited. It's a great season.
That program's done well around the world at festivals, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and the episodes are longer this season.
Which is so cool.
Because, you know, we started like 8 minutes per episode, then we went up to 14, and now they're almost 18 to 20 minutes episode.
Wow. Wow. Cool.
So, almost full commercial half an hour.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's, you know.
Very cool.
But it's still short enough that it's like, you know, it's like.
It's still a web series.
I like to throw a little episode of Friends into my day.
Yeah, but I think people that watch this kind of show, they just watch the whole thing at once because it's like at the end, every all the episode together is like a length of a movie, and you don't want to, you know, you just want to watch it.
Do you think we should do it that way?
Just go for it. Yeah. Yeah, well, you could watch four and then four, but I'd say I keep watching them. Well, I have to. I'm editing
them. But that's cool if you want to. I mean, then that...
No, well, I keep watching because I have to. Yeah. But no, it's a good show. It's great. No, I really mean it. But for me, it doesn't really count, isn't it?
Why?
Because I edited
Should I do a review? Should I do an awkward love review?
I think the festivals giving it accolades around the world also agree with you. Yeah. So, no, you're right. It's all right. It's all right. I'm pretty sure there's some people, but you look... Yeah,
they won a prize in Sicily.
Really?
Yeah, a distribution prize, something like that. So it's going to be distributed even more further in Europe. Yeah, in Sicily.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Yeah, I was nominated too.
Were you?
Yeah,
what
I
were
was.
You?
Yeah, I was nominated
for
the Melbourne Web Fest. I'm blowing my trumpet.
So. Do it, blow.
Do
this is a good plug for you.
Yeah. I was nominated at the Web Fest in Melbourne.
When was that?
A couple of weeks ago.
So have you found out yet?
Yeah. I didn't win, but it's fine. I've been nominated. It's already a great achievement. Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's like they had like 300 web series there and you were in the top six.
If I was picking, you would have won.
Well, thank you. Yeah, well, you would win as well all the time.
Having known none of the others, I would have put my money on you as well.
I watched a couple of those ones. And they were really good. There is really great web series out there. It's such a great medium now to tell stories. And because it's affordable to make, you can tell great stories and just distribute. You don't have to have a broadcaster behind you. You know, you can put it on YouTube, on Vimeo, whatever you want.
Things can be a little bit more niche as well, can't they?
Yeah, you know,
it doesn't have to have a
You don't have the censorship. Mm. You don't have the censorship behind because there is no broadcast that tells you, you can put this keys. No, you cannot have that. And so you can tell the stories a bit more, sometimes grittier and be more open-minded without having, you know, executives in the back breathing down and telling you, no, you cannot go there.
It would be quite interesting, I think, to see a web series that was made, like, but using, like, the old standard, like, conservative standards. Like, go back to, like, you can't have people kissing. You've got to have, like, cut to curtain, blinds closing. It would be kind of a cool challenge for someone to make.
But it's kind of... Some movies, they go that way. They go back to old-fashioned... Like La La Land was kind of an old-fashioned musical way to do with these long shots that never ended and actor that cannot really sing well.
Yeah, people say that, but it didn't bother me.
It didn't bother me neither. Yeah. But
I didn't like that film, although I did see it twice at the movies.
So you didn't like it, you went twice at the movies.
Yes, I didn't hate it so much that I went back and saw it again. La La Land.
No, I didn't do that with that film, but I've done that recently where I didn't like a film and then I ended up seeing it three times at the movies.
Oh, what?
What film was that?
I can't remember. I'm sorry, guys.
Don't be shy.
I've seeded an anecdote, but I've
don't be shy.
I really want to know. Can you try to remember?
Yeah.
I'll work on it.
You'll remember in the showers.
Just come back to me. I'm going to.
Well, later I went to see Baby Driver. That was a good movie.
Oh, it was good. Is it good?
I liked it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you like the scene where. When they were shooting and they had all the drums.
Oh, spoilers.
It's not really a spoiler. Yeah. I saw the Batman one, though. The Spider-Man one.
Did you like it?
Was it good?
I made some big life decisions during that film.
Was it that bad?
I always do that. I just zone out.
So what happened? So you didn't like the movie?
Have you become a...
No, I liked it.
Oh, you became a Spider-Woman?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sure.
Yeah. You're a vigilante now.
Yeah.
She's the from Titi Randy.
Yeah. Oh, no, but that was the big life decision I made was to move out, and now I don't live in Titirangi, so I'm not that.
Urban
Spider-Woman.
That went full circle, that conversation.
Wow.
Have you seen anything else that was good?
I've seen... No.
Logan Lucky looks really good.
Yeah, it looks funny. I like the introducing Daniel Craig. That's funny.
I know.
It was great. What about the boats?
No, I didn't see that.
Richard reviewed it last week, and he played the whole trailer.
Oh.
That's how much he liked it.
I didn't listen.
Which I thought was a bold choice.
You see, I watch a couple of other movies, but I don't remember them, so it means that I didn't enjoy them. Mm. That's how it is. You know, when you don't enjoy a movie, you kind of forget.
Have you had any more movie run-ins? Because that was... tell us the story again. It's so good. Last time he was on, he told me a great story.
I'm going now to West City because it's $8.50. It's even cheaper than New Lean. It's not as... It's modern as New Orleans.
Such a great cinema.
Yeah,
it's so good. The staff is so shit, but the comfy seats.
You say the S word.
It's after 8:30 almost.
So yeah. Okay. Yeah, but not. We're still.
You even pointed your pen at me. Yeah. I'm in trouble.
Are you not allowed to say the S word? Swear.
You can in context.
Until
in
after.
Context, okay. I give to you that, but I would bleep you out if we were broadcasting. Yeah. I would.
I'd like to apologize to anyone offended by me saying shit. At that time,
I also like the warning that you gave to all your guests that that was not allowed.
Yeah. We didn't do that because Richard, this is a confession. I came in at 7:58, so it was like 2 minutes before going to air. So
and I'd been sitting there going, where's any not
and I saw Georgia would be super organized and I'd just come in and sit down and just push the buttons, but she still had to set everything up. Oh, I threw you under the bus.
I've been thinking in my head about what songs I was going to play to delay having to speak until you came. I wasn't prepared. I need to learn.
Wow, but you were preparing your mind.
Yeah, hadn't decided what I was going to play, though.
Oh.
Boys to Men.
No, that was spontaneous.
That was spontaneous. Ooh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well.
But can you tell your story?
Well, the story, I went to see Pirates of the Caribbean number... Mm. Well, with 12. So I go and sit down, and then next to me sits down this family, child, toddler, I guess 2 to 3 years old, and then mother and father. And I say, okay, you know, it's a PG movie, so you can bring in kids.
What time was this?
It was, I think, like 6. O'clock screening, and the kids were just really bad, screaming all the time, throwing popcorn, running up and down, boom, boom, boom. And so, you know, I took a deep breath for like 25 minutes, and then after 25 minutes, the kid was really going for it, and I say, you know, I look at them and say, excuse me, do you think it's fair for the other audience watching this movie? And they looked at me and they didn't say anything. But after 5 minutes, they took the kids and start going down the stairs. And then the mother turns towards me and she looked at me and she screaming, you know, I have to say, you are a real big ass. And then, hole.
S-hole.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a new one.
Yeah. Well,
it's a variation.
Yeah, it's a variation, right? Yeah. And then the father turns and then I'm gonna wait outside in the parking lot and then smash your face.
You didn't tell me that. Ah,
yeah,
last
that was
time.
Yeah, that
oh
was
my
as well.
Gosh.
And that's I say, brilliant. Okay, whatever. And they left. But you know, they left and then I enjoyed the movie.
I cannot believe that man said that.
Yeah,
to you.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And then I thought maybe I should tell the movies. And then I went and discovered that actually anyone is allowed. If it's not an R-rated movie, you can bring in kids in New Zealand. Even if it's M.
I don't think after a certain time you should be allowed children in there.
But you are allowed by law. I didn't know that. I was like, what? Only if it's an R13 is really restricted. Even if you are 12 and you are with your parents, you cannot go in and the cinema can have troubles about it. Mm. But if it's a PG, PGR, M, kids can go in.
If you're going to a movie at night, though, you don't expect to... I mean, sure, if you go during the day, you should expect that maybe
there's...
You know,
I went to see Despicable Me 3.
Well,
and you know, there was children there, yeah. And you go with it, but yeah. A movie that is rated M, you're like, really? You go with children? But the worst was Deadpool, they have a baby there, and that was illegal. How you can go with a baby to a movie? You
Deadpool
know?
Was R-16, wasn't it?
Really yeah, R-18.
Yeah, I think so baby doesn't illegal. Bother me as much as yeah, the toddler, because the toddler probably...
But the baby was screaming, because the movie was so loud.
It's so loud.
Yeah. It's so loud,
and
this baby. And then they would go in and out the movie, the two parents, and like you don't really enjoy the movie, to be honest, because, you know... So just get a babysitter or grandma or grandpa or whoever, you know. Or if you, you know, when you have babies, you have to take in consideration that, you know, for a couple of years you're a bit limited. Mm. And but, you know, maybe I'm a real A-old, so...
No, I'm very much... I'm not a very happy cinema goer. I like to... Your cell phones must be off. You can't be looking at them with your light.
Mm.
You can't be texting during them.
Oh I get,
I'm, yeah, and I'm very happy to tell you.
Yeah.
Because it's just, if you need to do that, just concentrate on one thing. You've only got an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Just put your mind on one thing. It's just, everybody's so multi. It drives me nuts.
Once I went to St. Luke's, because I'm the luckiest movie goer ever, and this one started recording the whole movie with her cell phone. And then and then my friends. She went there and said, excuse me, it's really this disrupting that you're watching and I have a screen in front of my eye. And she told her off that it's not her business to go and tell her off that she's brilliant. Filming the movie with the
you got to go back and watch it.
Well, that's when you go out and you talk to one of the ushers and
yes,
you say...
Yes, that's what you... Isn't right. That's what you do, And but, you know, I'm the kind of guy that complains if, you know, if the air conditioning is broken and it's very noisy, I go out and complain. And we went to Rialto a couple of times, and there is one of the movies, it's really bad, the projector is bad, and every time we keep complaining we can get tickets to go back, but every time we go back into the same theater, so it's like we're going free there. So fix the projector. Sorry, I was about to say the F word, but I didn't say.
It's 8:30. Are you allowed?
Yes. No, it's the F word is 9:30.
Just within
because,
it's
in,
really
this was me at the movies, but we discovered I went to see as well Despicable Me 3 or 4.
It's good.
I don't know. Nah, it's really bad. I wouldn't go. No, it's just a DVD movie. They keep doing more and more, and it gets worse and worse. Mm. So, but I went to see another movie that the only good stuff was the trailer. They had the Star Wars trailer at the beginning. Mm. And that's why I enjoyed it. Ah, there was the French movie. What was it called? Luc Besson movie.
Oh, the Valerian.
Valerian movie.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
That's terrible.
Oh, my goodness. Well.
But I really like that guy. No, I really like
that. Luc Besson did really well with The Fifth Element, and then the last one I went to see was Lucy. That was so bad.
Was it?
You liked it?
Yeah.
I usually don't go out of move, get out of move. I stay till the end, but that one I was about to get out.
I walked out of 50 Shades of Grey.
Why
you got the movies
why did
and
you
watch
go
it?
To the movies? Yeah.
I thought it would be funny.
No.
But it was... it actually was just really boring and horrible. It was just like, this is a waste of time.
That's a movie to watch, and then it's like when Lars von Trier did the Nymphomaniac movies. Do you remember the Nymphomaniac movies?
They are intense as all.
But they are pornographic movies.
They're
because,
disturbing.
Yes. You don't go to the movies to watch this movie. I'm sorry, but it's like, I would be too ashamed, you know, and there is sex scenes that are really...
I wouldn't say that they were, I actually haven't even seen them, but I wouldn't say it's the same thing as...
It's pornographic at the end of one. I never seen the second one, but the first one, there is Shia LaBeouf and the main actress, I don't remember her name. They have an intercourse, and it's like shot like a pornographic movie. You see everything. everything.
Is that the one where they actually
Yes, wow. Yeah, they have, and they have stand-in porn actors standing in for them to do the actual sex scene. But it's well edited because you don't tell. It's really hard to tell when they.
Yeah,
swap.
I didn't know that. They're really, really intense films.
Yeah. It's intense movies. So, but I wouldn't go to the movies to watch them.
Yeah,
I'll wait till the
My Little Pony's coming out. That's
Shall we go together?
Just to go the polar opposite.
Yeah,
you know. So I just thought I'd put.
I think we should go together.
I'm pretty excited about it. I won't lie.
I'm excited about the new Kingsman in September.
I don't watch any of those.
But
are they good?
Is
only
one.
The first one.
Now
the second one is coming out.
Even
this
good. What is it?
It's a secret agent.
It's Colin Firth.
Colin Firth, but he does super action.
He's great.
There is a scene in the church. I just say Colin Firth, church fighting scene. That's all you need to know.
I was sold at Colin Firth.
Go and watch it. And Colin Firth is really good. Yeah. It's a comedy, and Samuel Jackson is in it. Well, Samuel Jackson plays Samuel Jackson as usual.
I like him. How good was Colin Firth in Mamma Mia?
Let's
just not go past Colin Firth.
Yeah, it was so bad that it was good.
Oh, I loved it.
Are you kidding? Yeah. He's great.
Pierce Brosnan as well.
Oh my gosh, that movie is great.
Yeah, it's great.
The musical itself is better, not the movie.
I still need to know about Chess the Musical.
Tell us.
Oh, it's just, it's 80s jam. It's great. It's the World Chess Championships. It's the thing that I was taken to it at the age of 8. It was a touring production and we saw it in Christchurch. And it was the thing that made me want to act because I just went, it was just this whole new world of people in sync and singing about love and anger, and I'm mind blowing. It was amazing.
Cool.
And Bangkok is probably the most famous song from that, so you could have a look at that. And it's great. But there's all sort of, I mean, I don't know what they're called, but they're 80s musical instruments, and it's got a real 80s vibe. But good.
Look, Chess Bangkok.
Love it.
Yeah, I've got it. I've pressed play.
Fantastic. Oh, you press play?
Yeah.
Oh, well, tell
me. Listen to the beginning of it, the instruments at the beginning. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Oh, this is intense. So good. Just wait. Should I start it again?
Yeah, start it again.
Yeah,
start it again.
Can we
listen to it?
Let's put the volume up. So let's introduce the song. And then we come back. When we come back, we're going to talk about the non-flower elements.
Cool.
And in my head, I have a lot of stuff that start to going on. Like non-flower elements, really hard because everything comes from flowers. You know that?
What?
Everything comes from a flower. There is a song that we learned when we are children in Italian. That's
will you sing it?
That's called to make everything you need a flower because everything comes out from a flower. But I'll get back to it after the song. You'll see.
Okay.
You'll see. I'll find the text and then we'll translate it. And let's go and listen to Chess and Bangkok.
city don't know what the city is got. The creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean spa had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the boats ain't free.
Was real cool.
Yeah, that was a great song.
Well, yeah, and if I mean, if you listen to the words, obviously it's just brilliant. But the story of it as well is it's great. It's Tim Rice, I think, and it's just great writing.
Tim Rice, as usual, isn't it? He wrote a lot of good musicals.
He wrote Joseph.
Oh yeah,
and I think
I watched that 2 days ago.
Jesus Christ Superstar as well.
Yeah. And many more.
But what about Cats. Joseph? Joseph too, right?
Cats.
I don't even know.
Oh my is gosh! That te- are you is that in for a treat? Yeah.
Stop
yeah.
it.
With Donny Osmond.
Nothing.
Oh, you. It's on YouTube. For me. It's on YouTube. Okay.
It's on YouTube.
I'll head it up.
it's amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
Which one now? I lost the train. Which
Joseph and Joseph and the amazing color of Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yeah. It was on in London.
Is the show
a
as good as his
ago.
Coat?
The show is up there with it. It's a good coat. It's a good. That's a hard question.
Would you say the show is amazing in Technicolor?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I did that in a version of that at the Queenstown Operatic when I was 18, and Lawton Cora was in the cast, and that's when I first met him. And he played Joseph, and he sang "Close Every Door." So if you know it, and it was just. So if you know Lawton Cora's voice and you know the song Close Every Door, it was just, it was such a mad show and we'd all be rushing about around backstage, but we'd all stop and we'd all just watch the monitors because he'd just blow your mind every night. It's so, it was amazing.
Lawton Cora taught me guitar in intermediate school
And I didn't know that he was from the band Cora at the time.
Oh, really?
And then, like,
how old?
Oh, I was...
Like 12?
No, I was like 14 or... Mm. Not. Yeah, I was in intermediate, so yeah, like 14.
Mm.
Yeah.
12? 11 or 12, intermediate. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe he repeated a couple of classes. So.
Yeah. I was a bit behind on my school.
Right.
So I was about 23.
You were keeping it regular, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of great musicals, I saw a Spider-Man musical once.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Bring it back. To
the guy almost died doing the stunt.
Did he die in that one?
Nah, he didn't die in that one.
No, but
they did have to stop it at one point.
Yeah, no, they had. Yeah. It was when they were doing rehearsal, the main rehearsal. He got really injured, really badly, because one of the string he was hanging broke, and then he fell like many meters, like 10 meters, and he injured his.
I think it was at that point where they actually also stopped the show. That they were about to throw like 6 Spider-Men up into the air, and
they're like, "Whoa, guys!"
And he was like getting ready, and he was like singing a song, and then everything stopped, and then like people came on and refixed his little harness. But he just stayed in character. It was great.
Nice. Where was this?
In New York.
In New York, I think it's only New York. It's no.
It didn't go anywhere else. Yeah, it was a bit of a disaster.
But Ash and Arlo, you're here to talk about your show, Non-Flower Elements, which Non-Flower Elements is, like I said before, it's hard to conceive to me, because we learn a song that says, the song is in English is titled It Takes a Flower, right? It Takes a Flower, and it says literally everything, every day things can be can tell secrets to people. We are able to look at them and listen to them, and then it starts, to make a table it takes wood, to make wood, it takes a tree. To make a tree, it takes a seed. To make a seed, it takes a fruit. To make a fruit, it takes a flower. It takes a flower, it takes a flower, it takes a flower. And then it goes back and it says it again. But then it goes to something else. And then, to make a flower, it takes a branch. To make a branch, it takes a tree, right? To make a tree, it takes the wood. To make the wood, it takes a mountain. To make a mountain, it takes earth. To make earth, it takes a flower. So to make everything, it takes a flower.
What's the name of the song?
It Takes a Flower, but the Italian version is Ci Vuole un Fiore.
Have you seen Grease 2?
No. Sorry.
It's a brilliant musical. And in that song, in that movie, they've got a song called Reproduction, and it's like the sex education song in high school. It had a lot of similarities. I'm not gonna lie.
You know, there is stuff are out there, and you can just take them, just get inspiration. Yeah. Isn't
so
it?
An idea, not original, basically.
Yeah.
So, what is a non-flower element? Well, there must be a lot of non-flower elements because it's a plural.
Yes.
Right.
And do you want to take point on that?
Yeah. Well, the title of the show comes from a quote by this Buddhist monk that we quite liked called Thich Nhat Hanh, who speaks about how a flower is made up of lots of things, like chlorophyll and water and sunlight and all these things. And if you take all these parts away, it's not a flower anymore. So a flower is a combination of things. It can't just be a flower. It sort of is being with everything else, and humans are just the same. And so this show is sort of looking at self and what am I, and we like that as a sort of idea of, well, okay, maybe I am this thing that thinks it's just separate from everything else, but actually maybe we're extremely connected with everything.
So everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. It's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, take away water, we are nothing. It's
like avatars.
80%
avatars.
No,
film Avatars.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they're
connected with nature and everything around them. And
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's a long shot, but no, that's what came to mind.
A good link.
I was just imagining sort of taking on the body of another being,
or like Habbo Hotel, like just characters on Habbo Hotel. You know how you have an online avatar. I don't know why. That's why. That's what I thought when you said avatars. And I was like, yes.
Yeah, avatars is your picture in a game. It's called your avatar, right?
Sorry.
When you play games, you usually create your avatar.
What games?
Yes. And, well,
for example,
I don't play games, but I have
video
an Xbox.
Well, I don't understand.
Online personality.
It's yeah.
So like
it's
a character. Like
if
that's online.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Xbox. The Xbox.
Jody's like, I'm not on board.
No, I am.
Like Sonic.
Yes.
Yeah, you create a picture of you that's like online.
But Sonic becomes a representation of you because you're controlling him. Like he's an avatar for you.
Yeah.
So that's a way you express yourself.
Stop
in it.
Okay.
You can be in a game and be a man, for example. If you want to be a man, you can go in these games and become a man, and then you go and hunt.
You don't have to be in the game anymore. To
I know now,
like
but you know, if you want to try before doing the steps.
All right.
try being a man before.
This is all really great advice, guys. Yeah.
It's a big change. You know?
So Jody, there's a whole world.
I'm getting deeper and deeper into my hole, isn't it?
Sonic.
I'm just working it out.
Yeah.
That was just, you're looking at me like save me, but I just think it's funny.
Oh, okay, good. So if you think it's funny, then it's all good.
So I guess like it's been interesting to make because like we started with that like how much we loved that concept that everything is always connected and how that like idea really resonates with both of us. Like I really like the philosophy of that. Yet both me and Ash as kind of like have gone through life kind of. I guess, like, for me, I think it's, like, since I hit puberty, but feeling like I was less than or feeling like I was inadequate. And so it's kind of been interesting, like having that knowledge of that philosophy that everything is always connected, and yet I kind of go through life and regularly I'm like, oh, I should be doing better or I should be able to not feel anxious in this situation or I should be somewhere different in my life at this point. And so, yeah, I guess, like, the show's kind of exploring. Because I think it's like that's true for a lot of people. A lot of people feel this kind of like anxiety around not being the best version of themselves, or like the thing that they have in their mind that's really really good,
or not being the thing that they see in other people that they find attractive or find, wow, that's cool, I should be like that.
And
have you in doing this process
it's been healing? For sure. It's been really rough at times.
How long have you been making this piece of theatre?
What would you say, 4 months? 3 months?
No, I mean, I'd say it's... we first
conceived
the idea last
year. Months.
Oh.
Okay.
After we finished Thomas. And then...
But then we forgot about it.
And then we completely forgot about it.
We even forgot that we'd sent into the basement the idea for the show.
and then
when we got the acceptance from them, I got it first and I came to Alan and was like, hey, have you seen this thing that that we got sent from the basement? Lol, they think we're doing a show there.
Because we'd sent it in with like a really bad title for the show. It was like...
And you forgot about the title.
Yeah, totally. And we read the title and we're like, oh my god, that is a terrible title.
Can you say, come on, tell us what it was.
It's All in the Family, C.
Right, C. Was there a comma?
Yeah, comma, C, question mark. Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not too bad, though.
It's not good. It's not as good as Non-Flower Elements.
Non-Flower Elements is wicked.
Well, yeah. Non-Flower Elements is
completely
more
perplexing for a lot of people. A lot of people have asked us questions about
But that creates intrigue.
Yeah. That creates buzz.
Mm. Yeah.
What it does, I think.
And then the way that you described it was just so, was so intriguing and so articulate. And I think, like, that name really opens up a really beautiful opportunity to explain the show, because I had read about the show on the Facebook page and I kind of didn't really know what it was about, and then not that I didn't still want to come, because I did.
Yeah.
I already got my tickets for Tuesday.
Yeah.
When do you have your tickets for Danny in the Deep Blue Sea?
Wednesday.
Oh yeah, nice. Yeah. Just checking.
Is she blushing?
No, she.
You really have them?
Huh?
You really have the ticket?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
No, I'm just teasing.
No, what?
No, good. Are you going with your
boy?
boyfriend.
Oh, you couldn't review it.
Oh.
No. I'm actually...
Side bay.
So you know how I told you that I fell in love with my sister's flatmate?
Yes.
Well, he moved out. So Dylan moved out on the weekend and another guy moved into his room.
Yeah.
And I'm going with the new guy.
So you're in...
Love triangle. I smell a love triangle.
And we've been making this joke about how... It's just the room. It's not the person in the room. But no, it is the person in that.
So Dylan is still in your heart.
It's the person who wasn't in the
person until Wednesday.
So I'm going to the play
with
Tim.
Tim, but not as a date.
But not as a date.
Just as friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Well, Dylan,
I'm glad
you're lucky. She's still there for you.
It's lucky. Mm.
Well,
that's right, he's lucky.
Yeah, he's lucky as you, right?
That's what I was hoping.
I'm making a compliment here.
Thank you.
So, but to get there to write this show, you say that you were doing another show before.
Thomas.
Yeah, Ash wrote a show that was all in iambic pentameter. And it was much more a traditional... play with a script
and you put it on and you have actors and characters and stuff.
And did it stick to the
I broke a lot of rules, but it was mainly in iambic pentameter.
What does that mean, it's the verse
style that Shakespeare used a lot of. Five feet of one stressed syllable, one unstressed syllable.
How did you do that?
Writing words to music. You just sort of have the rhythm in your head and you just make sure you keep to it.
Actually, I kind of know what you mean. At the start of the year, I started doing a haiku a day. And at the start, I found it really hard because I just don't really have a brain for it. And then after a while, I couldn't stop doing haikus.
Yeah, and after a while, you like write stuff and then for the next 2 days, you can't keep repeating the words in your head. You're just like, it's going.
But you look very young, so... How many years have you been doing shows?
Ash is actually 83
I'm
87.
87.
87.
Yeah. And
I'm 92.
Yeah. Me and Ash have been making stuff
for like 2 years now together as like a little team.
Yeah.
I've got a second question after your answer.
Let them answer my question.
Yes, I think that's the end of the answer.
Yeah, we have a production company that we made together and we've called it Thank You Real Good Party Time Limited.
Is it actually called that?
Yeah,
it's the real name.
And it was originally
Thank You Shirazi Real Good Party Time, which is the name.
Is that a registered company?
No, it's not. It's a lie.
It's a lie.
But we're working our way.
You know that a registered company is only $45 in New Zealand.
Yeah.
What? Cheap. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sweet. Well, okay. We've got
to
do that.
And then every year is like $45 and you have to do the accounting.
Okay. $45 a bit steep,
to be honest. It's getting quite high.
Yeah, it was originally Thank You Shirazi Real Good Party Time, and that's the last name of our producer who produced Thomas. But we pitched that to her, and she was like,
don't know about using my last name.
Yeah, guys, can we take my last name out of the production company?
I'm still a bit butthurt about that.
Yeah.
Well, she loved you, but not that much.
Yeah, exactly.
But she still loved you.
She still loves us.
Yeah.
How did you get into doing it as a duo? Like, were you friends before that, or?
Yeah, we worked on this show. What was it? Apocalypse Z?
The generation. Oh well, yes, it was Apocalypse Z when it was.
Yes, it was that zombie show that was on in Airtear Square. That was like a zombie experience.
Oh.
And then it went on to go to Christchurch, and then it went to Edinburgh. And we worked on that together, and then we just kept hanging out as mates, and then we had a similar sense of humour and
turns
out similar taste in art.
Yeah, and our friend Nisha Madden kind of like held scratch nights at her house, and
called the Somewhere Series.
Called Somewhere Series, and she invited us 1 week to perform. And so we had like a week to come up with a show, and
little ten minute number,
and we ended up that was really cool. Like that was our first thing. We ended up writing like monologues for each other. But how do I say this? Monologues. I wrote a monologue for Ash, but I wrote it as though I was Ash, and Ash wrote a monologue for me. And then we read them without reading them before.
So we had two envelopes on stage, and he read his that I had written.
How did you
him.
Come up with that idea? That's so cool.
Just driving in the car, and we just chat about stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of see what you mean now. Before, when you said that you've kind of got like a similar, like take and like how you do your art, and now like hearing that if like I don't know, it's just a really beautiful idea. But to have like two people come up,
because
I've seen one of your plays before, just when I saw the one that you put on at Fringe, and I just it really stood out for me out of everything I saw at Fringe.
Cool.
Yeah, I really really enjoyed it, and I think I did a review, and if I go back and listen to the review. Yeah, I thought it was epic.
We never heard that review.
Well, you can go on keycards.org.nz and then you can look for that show. Which, do you remember which number was it?
No, but I'll look it up.
Yeah. It's called Sky Loving.
And I'll look it up, and then I'll listen to it. And then if I sound good and articulate, I'll send it to you.
Great.
And if I sound not good, then
Definitely still send it to us.
Then I'll just
delete it.
Forget.
Delete it off the internet.
She
doesn't have that power. I hold that power.
Excellent.
Wow.
I just remember as well that it's kind of, I don't remember what I said, but there was some in within that show, because it was like at Fringe, you know how they have those shows at Basement, up the top. What are they called?
It was a performance
saloon.
Salon.
Yeah.
Performance saloon.
Where they're like multiple performances one after the other.
Sort of like a shootout.
And some of my friends were in another one of the little performances, and I went along, and I didn't think it was very good.
Well,
but I don't
happens.
Remember what I said, because I would have known. I would have said, yeah, I don't. I have to go back and listen to it. And it was one of those things as well that, like, the further away I get from it, the more I think about it and go, really, it wasn't very good. It was actually a bit offensive.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes you let the thing rest. It's like good wine, isn't it? You let it breathe. And
it's a bad wine.
It goes off.
It gets worse.
But to answer your question, I think the thing that motivates us a lot in making our work, the thing that we have in common, is this interest in exposing ourselves.
Mm.
That feels very true to us as performance artists. I mean, our experience of life is as valid as anyone else's, so why not super expose it and show us as a thing that's quite naked?
In that way, do you, like, for instance, I've got a bit of a personal question now. Mm. The one that I did see towards the beginning of the year was about, so you're like having an online Skype communication. It was actually really good. So Arlo was talking to the audience through Skype, and I actually thought that he wasn't, like, that he was on the other side of, in Berlin, right?
Yeah.
I actually thought he was in Berlin. And then a couple of days later, I saw him, and I was like,
you ripped me off.
I totally bought it.
I should have gone into hiding.
You should have.
Or, like, worn a disguise.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, definitely a disguise.
But in a way, that was kind of cool to be like, oh wow, I totally bought that.
Cool. And I guess if you had the same kind of reaction to it in the show, then it worked. I mean, maybe it feels less valid though, because I was there.
I just thought it was so clever. It was so clever.
Thank you.
Doesn't stop. And but that's, I guess, one of the cool things about theatre, that it didn't have to be true. Like, I thought it was clever that you were making it work, even though you were, like, in Berlin. I'm doing inverted commas, but people can't see because it's radio. In Berlin, and then, like, you're speaking here, Ash, like, through the Skype camera. I just thought that was so clever, but that I believed that was happening is clever in and of itself.
Hey, I mean, lies are just as close to the truth as honest truth.
Well, what even is a lie or the truth?
Let's not go into that. Because in this world where we live in a lot of lies,
yes,
politics teaches, isn't it? Let's go and see, you know, like, Jody, how did you get into theater?
Oh, whoa, okay.
Just throwing it there.
Tell lies or truth.
Right? Yeah.
Can you tell the best lie you can about how you
Oh, yeah.
It? I can tell you something and you can decide whether it's a lie or whether
it's... It's a game.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
So, when I was six, Ron Howard's assistant came into school and picked the two shortest people. in the class and used them as the doubles for Migosh and Willow in the movie Willow.
Oh. And you were one of the...
I think this
one
of
the... Or was I?
True.
I think
it's true.
Yeah. So anyway, no, that was my first little taste. I was six of acting. And then it was chess. Chess, I saw.
Ah, there you go.
And it just kind of escalated from there. Mm. And there was a few... I was lucky enough to grow up in Queenstown, and quite a lot happened down in Queenstown, and such as a program called White Fang and little bits and that and things like that. And yeah.
And it's the rest is history.
Well, yeah, my history.
History, blood, sweat, and tears.
History.
Frank, how did you get into it?
Yeah,
me. I'm like new blood into this game. So I'm getting schooled left, right, and centre in this, in terms of acting in the theatre and stuff like that. And this this rehearsal process with Danny and the Deep Blue Sea has been a marathon run.
Yeah, I'm
like
sure.
Every night I just go home and then just zonk out.
Yeah.
But I think for me, where it started was like I grew up with a lot of kids. I grew up on the south side, and we had a big trampoline, and we were hardcore WWF fans. Yeah. And so my first line of acting, I think, would be like playing wrestling, and then like having like the our radio with our tapes with the wrestling entrance music.
Yes,
and we'll
play it,
and then we'll have like cardboard cutouts of the belts. And we'll just smash the, I can say the S word, we'll smash the shit out of each other. Like, literally, with all the brothers. And then we grew up on a big fans of, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme and Sylvester Stallone and Steven Seagal. And we just, like, boom, we want to do that stuff. We want to, like, those dudes are on the TV. But in terms of, like, taking it seriously, I think 2015, studied at the actors program where Arlo studied at as well, and thought that it could be something to try and dabble in, and so far it's been so good, and yeah, that's pretty much my door into this game.
Yeah.
Sure. But that's me.
Cool.
So what's the dream, the dream you have down the road in 5 years? What would you guys wanting to do? A project that looks like now impossible, but you want to work towards it and make it happen.
La La Land 2.
La La Land 2.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Ash's La La Land 2.
Yeah,
I've been there too.
Mm. Yeah, you can edit it.
Yeah. I think you just denied your desire then,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah. I want to do a musical, so bring it on. I want to do a musical.
What would I want to do?
It could be fun to edit a musical.
Can I be in?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Whatever you
want.
We
can't all be in the same thing in 5 years.
Why not?
Yeah, we can.
I mean, we can. But
we have 5 years
very
interesting
storytelling.
To have our calendar matched up. And
to answer
Frank
your,
as well, right?
Yeah, I definitely want to be in there. Yeah.
I'll do the chandelier, whatever, in the background. I want to do as well a little cameo.
Ryan Gosling's character. That's what I want in 5 years. I just want to
be. You
want
to do
Ryan's? Ryan Gosling.
So, secretly, you're in love with, what's her name, Emma Stone? No.
Joy.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, she's nice.
It's going to take a lot of facial reconstruction.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to grow a lot.
Nah.
Is going to take...
What if we just do it with suggestion? Like, we just tell everyone that you're Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah.
We pin just... a name tag on you.
Yeah.
Let's say it's Ryan Gosling.
And you have to introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Ryan Gosling.
I'm Ryan Gosling.
In 5 years,
La La
they believe this. Oh, that's Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Now everyone will forget him. Everyone will know you.
It's gonna be, you're going to be maybe the...
You'll be a star.
Yeah. And maybe the real Ryan Gosling is going to come in, and then you introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Ryan Gosling. And she's going to look at, oh, I'm Ryan Gosling. I am Ryan Gosling.
You're going to turn back and be like, sorry, who are you?
This is like, I feel like all my dreams can come true now. It's actually true what they say, that anything can happen.
My real name is not Annie Benzonelli.
It's Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. I just changed it because I didn't want to be Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
But it worked, it took me a couple of years, but there you go. Everything takes time, but you can make everything happen.
Last week, Swidit gave me a rapper name. So when it came in, they gave me a rap, and it actually gave me two.
What is your rapper name?
HD.
HD.
Which stands for High Demand.
Ah, not the high definition.
AKA The Plug.
Oh.
The Plug. Mm.
time. Wow.
Because you hold the water in.
No, because I
energize. Forget.
No, something to do with that I give people things.
Oh. Sounds great.
Like want a cup of tea? I'm the cup of tea plug.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe I didn't quite understand.
No, I didn't know.
Because you're plugging their
Yes, let's go for that. But either way, it was cool.
Oh, yeah. Right, that's awesome.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, talking about that, about cool things, you know that I watch a lot of TV.
Yeah.
And for me, TV is really cool. and I wanted to review something.
A couple
of things. Mm-hmm. They're on Netflix. And one is The Ozark. Have you seen The Ozark?
Everybody says got to watch it.
What is no
it?
One said that.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, hang on. Is it the one with the pig?
No.
That's
Okja.
Yes, The Ozark. Yes, I've seen the Jason Bateman one. Binged it.
Did you like it?
When it first came out. Yes, I did. Everyone said it's the new Breaking Bad.
No, it's not.
So that's a pretty big call.
Yeah, it's too big for it.
But I really like Jason Bateman. And Laura Linney, I think, isn't it? She's fab too.
Yeah. I'm used to see Jason Bateman as a comedian, and I don't really like him. But in drama, I really enjoyed him.
Have you seen him in Arrested Development?
I can't stand it.
You can't
stand
it.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
We have
I
problem.
Didn't really like that show either. Yeah. I watched the first season.
Good.
I could appreciate it. I just, I'm going to say something quite controversial. I don't really like, I don't know why, like films or TV that's filmed like a documentary when it's not a documentary.
Ah, it's like a mockumentary.
Is it because it makes you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Mm. Because, I know someone else that doesn't like The Office or that style, and it's because they can't stand feeling uncomfortable, but that's the glory of it because it's so uncomfortable. It's brilliant and funny. So if you're not a person who enjoys uncomfortable situations, then you're probably not going to like that style.
It's kind of weird though because it's like I can watch like the British Office. I can watch that and I really enjoy that. Or Extras or something. That's great. Yeah, I think it's also the way it's filmed.
I'll
just flag something. Arrested Development is not shot like it's a documentary. Just saying.
I'm just putting my hand up. It's a sitcom kind of. Another level.
I don't know what the word is. I don't know what it is.
You should probably just.
I think I watched one season of Arrested Development.
Yeah.
But then I didn't fall into watching the next season.
The thing that's amazing about Arrested Development is that, like, every joke that it tells will be delivered upon again and again and again. Yeah. And as the seasons go on, everything gets more complex and intertwined. And, like, everything just. Everything is hilarious in that show. I really didn't hate it.
Like I like I like all the characters if I think about them individually. It's like intellectually I can really appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I understand. Like it.
Yeah. But what's the name of the father? The guy that plays
George Senior or
the actor,
he's amazing.
He plays. Have you seen Transparent?
I really want to.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that show.
I've really been enjoying Baskets. Have you seen Baskets?
No.
It's like in the same kind of vein as Louis. So it's like produced by Louis C.K. and it stars Zach Galifianakis as a guy who went to clown school in France but flunked out.
I saw the trailer,
because he couldn't speak French.
Yes.
And then he has to go back to a Texas rodeo, and it's funny but then also extremely sad.
Yeah, what's it called?
Baskets. I really like it, but Is it on Netflix? Nah,
or
I think it's on
Hulu, Amazon.
I don't know where it is.
One of those.
I'm not going to say how I got it.
Yeah.
A friend passed it on to me.
Yeah, you got it on DVD.
Yes, Blu-ray. Yes. Bought it
from
overseas on Blu-ray.
That's what we do all the time.
I was legitimate in my purchase.
In a marketplace.
I've got the receipt.
I do.
Did you barter for your.
No, got the receipt.
Here is the receipt.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go. And then another show that has really bad reviews, it's Atypical.
Is it good?
Mm.
It's about this boy, this teenage boy that has
Autism,
thank you. And it got really bad, like because we say it's, everything is stereotypical. But it's a show that wants to show you that's being having this they call it an illness. It's you can still have a normal life. So of course it's gonna be, you know, this boy is gonna have every problems that autism people have because they wanna showcase. And I have enjoyed it. I liked it. It was nicely played, and it's, you know, I had a laugh, I had a cry. And it's a good show to binge. And it's only 8 episodes, so it's the right amount of episodes. Because I was watching the last episode and so, oh, I think I'm kind of now, I got it. But it was the last episode, so perfect amount.
I like that when it doesn't... Like Mad Men. I love Mad Men, but I haven't gotten to the end.
Ah, yeah.
And I'm not going to. Or there was something else. The L Word. I'm not going to lie, I get really into the L Word, and I watch, like, 3 seasons, and then I don't go back to it.
Isn't the problem that in America they do all these series that they have 24 episodes, and they have, like... 3 episodes at the beginning are amazing, and then they have all these fillers.
Well, because we're even getting that way with House of Cards, and you and I talked about that last time you were on, that I really liked the last season, and you were kind of over it, hey? Mm.
Yeah. The last season was...
Of course, that's based upon another story, though,
isn't it? I think it was okay-ish. But, for example, I stopped watching Game of Thrones. I couldn't stand it anymore. And then last time I was here... Richard told me, can you watch all Game of Thrones? When the season 7 finishes, you come and you review it, and then we do a double review of it. And I say, oh, really? I don't really want to get back into it, but if I have time, I'll give it a go. And so I started, and I binge-watch it. I think the problem of Game of Thrones to me was they have all these timelines. They have, like, so many timelines. And watching it every week... you kind of forget because some timelines they talk in episode 1 and then till episode 4 you don't have anything about it. And then they come back and then you forgot already what happened,
it's
right?
It's like reading Lord of the Rings.
Exactly.
You need to write
notes.
And notes down
That's
while
correct.
You do it.
Yeah, but, you know, when I watch TV I just want to relax and just enjoy. And so I just really got over it because it's like, oh, I can't be bothered, you know. But binge watching it was amazing because I just watched the whole, and then it didn't feel that I had to wait so long to see, oh, what's going on with the dragons, because, you know, it was just a couple of hours. And then,
and you feel really, because apparently your brain, like, sees watching an episode of something as, like, a task, so you get a little, like, dopamine reward when you finish watching an episode, and that's why we binge watch that.
Yeah, maybe.
That's why your brain tells you it's a good idea.
It's a good idea
so
to keep
you're
watching.
Just being so good for your brain when you watch, when you binge watch.
So I binge watched till end of season 6. And now I'm waiting till season 7 is finished, and I'm gonna binge watch that too. And then
I don't feel good on my brain after I binge watch a lot of television.
I don't, neither do I. I really don't think it's a good idea.
I think it's because, like, a lot of the other things start setting in. Like, hey, you've got to wash your car. You have relationships to maintain.
But you don't even
get outside.
You
need
to vacuum. Just watch one more. Like, your brain's kind of telling you to do it.
I'm really bad with
that. Like, actually, I feel really sick and my eyes are sore and I haven't moved all day and my legs are aching.
Why do we say binge watch? What's binge meaning? What
binge,
the
like
binging.
Yeah, like binge drinking, binge eating.
Ah,
exercise.
It's like we say cherry eating. You know, when you eat cherry, you cannot stop. You eat one cherry after the other.
We should call it cherry watching.
Cherry watching.
Because you can't just have one.
No, you have to keep...
And when most people don't like cherries.
Or like Pringle watching.
Oh, Pringle watching,
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah, you can stop.
Oh, it's so true.
But it's peanuts. Peanuts as well. You start peanuts and you cannot
crunch.
You know,
once you have a peanut,
I'm like that with cereal.
In a lot of trouble.
Which one?
I don't know. I went to the supermarket today and I had to buy cereal I don't like for that reason. Because I was like, otherwise I'm just going to eat all of it.
So you buy the one you don't like so you don't eat
them. Yeah, it's because I'm really poor right now. And I was like...
Well, but you're going to waste them because you're not going to eat them.
No, I have to. Ah. So I am going to eat them. But otherwise I was like, I'm just going to spend all my money on milk, and then I'm going to have no cereal or milk.
What's your favourite cereal?
Or money. Oh, probably Berry Berry Nice.
Berry Berry Bump. I got you.
It's delicious. Like, I could happily have that.
Could you cherry eat it?
Yeah. Oh, I could. I reckon, and I'm quite a small lady. Like, I don't eat a lot in one sitting, but I reckon that I would quite happily eat a whole packet of Berry Berry Nice and just accept that I was going to feel really sick.
I don't like cereals. I can't stand them.
Yeah, but what about Berry Berry Nice?
No, no cereal. I really can't stand them. But give me oats, and then I
like
eat
porridge.
Oats. Yeah.
You eat oats like you eat chips.
Oats, yeah.
Yeah.
Oats with, you know, but I cook them.
Cook
them. Yeah, and then I put some cinnamon in it and maybe an apple and a little bit of honey. And it's amazing, and I can eat the whole bowl. But cereal, it's just really a lot of sugar. Which, yeah, give me a bar of chocolate, I eat the whole thing. But cereals, I've never been a real fan of it. Or a toast. I like toast. Well, now we're going to breakfast topics. Let's say where we can watch their shows because that's the important part.
But wait, toast. I want to hear your review of toast.
Well, we talk about toast, right? It's Vogel.
Yes. Vogel's is the best.
It's the Swiss guy that came to New Zealand and brought the Swiss bread to New Zealand.
Yeah,
so
good on you.
And it's a healthier bread you can find in New Zealand supermarkets. It's Vogel the multigrain because it doesn't have any oils in it.
Frank, for goodness sake, can you just tell them where they can see your show?
Yeah.
Our show. Well, all of our shows is going to be up at the basement. We're running from the 22nd. I think, 22nd of August till the...
2nd.
The 2nd, I was going to say the 10th of September. But 22nd
to
the 2nd of August. Yeah. So, that's us.
So that's this Wednesday through the next Saturday. You can see Danny in the Deep Blue Sea each night at 8 o'clock. And then you can, before that, you could pop upstairs and see...
Non-Flower Elements at 6:30 p.m. at the Basement Studio... it's only on for a week, so get in quick.
So, actually, how long is your run?
Tuesday to Saturday.
No, sorry, what's it running, the running time?
Oh, about an hour.
So, essentially, you could see
snag
both.
Yeah,
in one night.
Yeah,
may as well do that. I mean, just pop down for a lovely glass of wine with the wonderful ladies out front.
And then head over to Tanuki's Cave afterwards.
Yeah.
There's
I'd just like to say as well that I really appreciate that you just whipped out that voice and everybody was just like, blink an eyelid. Just like...
No, I noticed it, but I didn't say anything. Yeah.
I definitely noticed it.
Yeah.
I just like how we just
completely
passed.
That was another guy.
That's
our hype man.
Not David Attenborough.
Yeah, no. That was just a guy I brought in.
Yeah, what's his name?
Yeah. Timothy.
Timothy, come back here. Yeah, come back in. Don't be shy. Tim, come in. Yeah. Are you going to make a cup of tea now?
Yeah, I was making a cup of tea.
Yeah. Did you make one for George as well? Because Georgia usually plugs and make a cup of tea for the
English breakfast, eh, Georgia?
Hey, what happened to your American accent?
Sorry, I slip in and out of my accents.
Timothy, are you a farmer from down south now?
Actually, since I left, I've been doing a lot of work in the south. Now I'm back. Mm-hmm. I've got voices changed.
Bye, Tim. Thanks so much for joining us. Thank you, Tim.
We're finishing in what?
Are we ready for your song?
Yeah, I think it was
you
a really...
You always end with the song. Yeah, the same song. Hey.
Just go with the song because I think... I don't even know when we finished.
Finish in 5 minutes.
Oh, in 5 minutes?
I need a song for...
No, it's too early. Push it out. Sorry. I tell you when to play.
I need a song, for when,
you need a
for
song.
When I'm hosting.
Yeah. You know this song is from a Korean drama, I told you, right?
No.
What's your favourite thing about your play?
Oh, yeah, good question. The Deep Blue
Sea. Well, in the beginning of the play, it's written down as an Apache dance, which is comes from... the Apache dance of overseas. Where's it from?
It's American Indian.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's just this fiery...
tit for tat,
romantic, full of energy dance. And it just describes the play beautifully. It was reviewed as, you know, you feel like you've come out of a boxing ring and with a hug at the end or something like that. It's just a quick, fiery beast of a thing. Did I answer your question?
Yeah.
I think I may have verbally vomited just towards your
drink. I don't think you verbally vomited.
Oh, okay.
So, and what is the best part of your show? Or your favorite part?
Thing about our show?
Yeah.
I get to have a good hug after I sing a really personal song.
Sing a song? We didn't talk about singing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a musical.
We've got a band.
We've got a live band in the space.
Oh,
yeah.
You bring that in late.
Exactly. You bring it like 3 minutes before we go off air.
So we've got,
and it's all original music.
That's very exciting.
Live band.
Johnny, they have to learn how to promote.
Jodie's taking notes. She's written notes.
Well,
to
be fair, it looks like an alien dress in a strange little
dress.
That's
a good note. There's also dance as well in there.
Can I quickly hand it over to Frank as well? He's quite a man in the corner.
I'm a man on the rock. Favorite thing is getting to act alongside Jodie here. That's my favorite thing.
That's so amazing.
And what's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing is we get the audience up to
the song's coming on. Come on in.
Oh God! Just say the whole thing is great. Yeah. Okay. That's my favorite thing about my show.
and you see, this song is gonna hype up because it's the end of the show. Yeah. We did another one, Georgia. Are you happy?
Yeah.
That I was here.
I was gonna say I love doing the show with you, but I don't want to say that. That's not to say that I don't love doing the show with Richard. I like doing the show equally with both of them.
Aww.
But for different reasons.
Well, is Richard back next week?
I'm going to say yes, but also it was last week during the show that he told me that he wasn't going to be back.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, this is it. This is another episode of Key Cards gone down.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you for coming over. That was amazing. I hope I calculate right. So 26 plus 2, 28. No, I calculate wrong. So the song is going to finish before I can go into the end credits.
I think it will.
Yeah, I think it will. But we'll start playing it again.
Oh, really? Or should I play my song?
We'll go out with your song.
Half a minute to pick my song.
Yeah,
the
pressure. Anyway, you can listen to Key Cards every week, every Sunday night at 8 o'clock live here on Planet FM, 104.6 FM, or you can live stream it on planetaudio.org.nz. You can find all the information about Key Cards on keycards.org.nz. If you want to be a guest here and talk about your projects, just email at keycards1@gmail.com. And this is the end of the show. It's been a pleasure to have, it's not really the end of the show. I still have 50 seconds to fill in now without any song.
Yeah, no, because I got my song.
You got your song.
I thought of it straight away.
So, play your song.
Okay, you ready?
I'll be back. Yeah, go for it.
This is a song everyone loves.
Everyone loves. So, thank you, Georgia. It's been a pleasure to be here with you. And then thank you, Jody, Frank, Arlo, and Ash.
I almost forgot.
Nailed it. Kind of.
It just sounds like you were doing a lead up to it. Yeah.
Thank you, Georgia.
Next week, Georgia
will be back, but Richard will be back for another amazing episode of Key Cards. And don't forget to go out there and kick some arts. Good night.
Don't kick arts. My heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you. Shabba dabba 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 dabba.